Let's go, girls. Hello and welcome to your two drunk aunties with Bron Lewis and Sammy Peterson. We are both of those people. I'm Sammy Peterson and I'm your auntie whose nickname is the Thirstiest Camel. Is that fun?
That is fun.
Thank you.
And I'm Bron Lewis and I'm the auntie who says her lower back tattoo of a dolphin is a birthmark. So let it go.
Welcome to your two drunk aunties.
Hello.
Hello, Bron Lewis. And how are you today,
I'm
sweet
thrilled.
Pea?
I'm thrilled.
You're doing a good week? You're doing a good week?
Yeah, what are we up to? It's a Thursday.
And no gigs tonight for you?
No.
No, we're just hanging
Someone
out.
Someone asked me. I said,
You said that?
Can he do? I said.
Can he do?
They loved
it. Was a good gig that you had to turn down to say, can he do?
I don't know what it was. Who cares?
Who cares? Because we're happy to be here.
Yes, thank
you. Do you feel good? Do you feel positive?
Yeah.
You pumped up?
Yeah, I actually feel, I love coming here and to do these podcasts. I love this podcast because it's so silly.
So silly.
I invited a guest today. I messaged them and I had to describe the podcast.
Yes,
and
what'd
I was
you
like,
say?
Oh my God.
You said that's what you wrote. Yeah. Oh my God.
I just said, Sam V and I are doing this podcast called Two Drunk Aunties, and it's so silly.
Yeah.
We just do silly segments and we laugh so much.
Like trains.
Oh,
look at your two aunties over there laughing like trains.
Mm. Yeah. So, anyway, she didn't reply, but I had.
Doesn't matter. Left you on read or didn't see it?
Didn't see it. I haven't actually checked. But, but just even describing it, I was smiling. I have a really good time
That's
here.
That's so nice.
And I hope you do. You do?
Oh, I do. Of course I do.
But I think that our listeners, because we've not released an episode yet.
No, that's what's so weird at the moment because we're releasing these episodes a lot later than we bloody recorded them. And so the speak pipes aren't coming in just yet, but they will.
Hey.
I know that as soon as this is uploaded, the speak pipes are going to come in.
They will.
Of course they will.
Yeah, if they know what's good for them. We've had some speak pipes and they've been so funny to
They have been
to.
Funny. They've been but hilarious.
When they come in like full throttle, I'm going to be L-O-L-O-L-ing.
Wow. I'm going to have to pick myself up from the floor from L-M-F-A-O-ing over here. That's right. That's right. And you got a new phone, Bron.
Thank you for noticing.
Can I have it?
No.
Okay.
I really need it.
Okay.
So the phone that I had just put in a cupboard is was like.
Why'd you put it in a cupboard?
Because I don't want to look at it.
Okay.
Because it was one that it was an iPhone, but it still had the button at the bottom.
Oh,
it was an iPhone
8. Yeah. Okay.
It was really old.
Yeah.
However, I'm lucky to have had it.
Of course you are.
I had a giant, I had a lovely, gorgeous phone.
Yeah.
But unfortunately, I put it on the roof of my car in Albury. Started to drive to Canberra. Obviously. Smashed to smithereens.
Of course.
Gone. I don't know where it is.
No.
I do think it survived. And I do think someone picked it up.
Okay.
In Albury.
Wow.
I don't even think we made it to the I think that's exactly what happened. Because yesterday in the news, there was a plane, one of the panels blew out, 16,000 feet in the air. Yes, Sammy. And then all this like luggage came out. No one died. Luggage like spilled out. Yes. And including an iPhone. Which had a pretty good case on it, but not the kind of case that I had. I had a carpenter's case.
What's a carpenter's case?
A case that you could smash with a hammer.
Carpenters.
Yeah. No, a case that you could smash with a hammer or a driller and it would be fine.
Yeah.
Because I have kids.
Yes.
I'm not sure if I've mentioned that.
Have you got, like, I imagine you're one of those people that has a wallet case as well.
No way.
No way?
Grow up.
You keep your cards on you and stuff?
No, it's on your phone.
Okay. Well, if the kids need to keep a card or something and they go, Mum, hold
for?
That. What if they're going to the dentist? Card?
They don't go to the dentist. I knock their teeth out. I'm joking. I love them so much. I'd never
you love
be,
your
I'd
children.
Never be
they're
violent.
The lovely fake teeth.
But I have, but I, so that was the second phone I'd left on the roof of a car that's been destroyed.
Oh, no. What was the first one? No carpenter's case, obviously.
No, it didn't have a carpenter's case. It just had a regular otter's case.
Just an otter.
And it
just
was
a cheeky little otter.
But when my partner found it, because he did the find my phone, he was like, oh, it looks like it's in the middle of a highway somewhere. And then he drove and found it. And he watched a truck drive over it before he picked it up. And it was so smashed. It still worked.
Oh, my goodness.
It was just so smashed, but it still worked.
But the truck driver gave him eye contact as he did it too. He was very proud to drive over
on
that.
Purpose.
Just an otter case. That won't last.
I'll show you. And so I've lost two phones to leaving on the roof. And so I had my mum's works like backup phone for months.
Yes, okay.
And I had to charge it like three or four times a day. It only lasted like 2 hours.
Great.
It was so painful.
Helpful.
Anyway, this brand new phone has come in the mail and it's gorgeous.
It's a gorgeous looking
Except
phone.
I've not popped to the case shop yet.
Yeah.
And so I'm terrified and I'm almost certain I'm going to leave it on the roof of my car tonight.
Oh, no, I'll make sure that you don't.
How do you, what will you do?
Walk I'm going to follow you to the car and that's I'm going to do a dance unnerving. For you at the front like I did that we hung out this.
You did.
I did. Yeah. I did do a dance you for you this week that. And it was lovely. I do do that. I do
you
do that.
You do that.
Yeah, but I'll make sure. I can probably give you a case if you want.
No, you can't.
Yes, I can. I've got what the same mean? Phone.
You, where's your case?
I've got two cases.
Why have you got, but you don't even use one.
Well, not that's at the moment. Weird. I don't. I'm resting it on a lovely soft surface. If I'm resting it on a soft surface, I don't know. I'll give you a case. I've got two cases. Do you want two cases? I'll give
I
you
want
three.
Both of them.
Okay, I'll go and buy one. I'll give you three. That's my final offer. And that's my final offer. Someone that's really bad at negotiating that puts it up. It's like, why are you? Okay, I'll give you $20,000 for it. $30,000. $40,000. That's my final offer. Okay, $50,000.
Okay, fine.
I've got two cases.
My kids do that. I'll say, go to bed. And they'll go, why? And I said, okay, you can go to bed at 8:30. And then they'll get upset and that one of them will get such a strop and she'll go, fine, I'm going to bed now. And she'll think that it's really hurt my feelings.
Yeah,
I'm
like, I've got to bed now.
Bye, bitch.
Bye, bitch. Hope I never see you again.
Oh, my God.
So a little secret, a little confession for you. Not many people know this about me. Actually, I think probably only two people know this about me.
Oh, my gosh.
In all life. I don't have many things that I like, you know. Like I don't
what?
Have.
You
I
like
don't,
heaps
no,
of things.
No, I mean I don't buy lots of things, you know. Like I don't buy things for myself, okay. Really. Like I'm not a big shopper.
Yeah, okay.
Right? Love phone cases.
Do you?
I find it hard to go past a little phone case place.
No, you don't.
Yeah,
why?
I do.
What? How much is a phone case?
Probably $30.
And so, like, is there any protection in those? Because my phone case is the one that I buy.
Yeah.
$100.
$100
for a carpenter's case.
But see, I've got the really good screen protector, and then I've also got the little thing on the back. I've covered the cameras.
Yeah, look, mine's got nothing.
Pop down to Berkeley Square. $20.
No, it's not there anymore.
There is. It's where? Right near JB Hi-Fi, the great electronics store.
Okay.
Yeah. It's right near JB Hi-Fi. Yep. Go there. Do yourself a favor. This goes for everyone. This is a SponCon. Go down there to Berkeley Square. Very specific
content.
To your area. One of the great podcasts. I've got better stories. But yeah, do that. But I love a phone case. I always get like a silicone phone case or something. I wash them. You wash
in
yours?
What?
I just like
the car wash?
No, in the sink.
Okay.
Like you're an idiot. In a sink. I God. Bathe with it. Okay, I bathe with it.
You need a second job.
And I wash them. So yeah. I feel like they get very dirty. Do you
they
wash
do.
Yours?
No, I don't have. I put them on the roof.
Okay, you don't need to wash it because you're always
around.
Destroying them.
Yes.
So I got told all the time about, you know, like I've got a gorgeous Frank Green drink bottle.
Yeah, so do I. Not
do you
You're
wash
not
it?
The only. What, why would I do that?
See, this is what I never did it until a friend of mine told me the bacteria in the straws could kill you, could kill
well,
an
it
elephant.
It doesn't, though.
It
look
could,
Look at me.
Though.
Look how strong I look.
You look so strong, but you are always forgetting phones on rooftops.
Yeah.
And I'm
that's not my
maybe,
Frank Green's fault. Frank can't be blamed for everything.
I know, but it can be blamed for that.
Did you choose your colours of your Frank Green? Like, did you choose it online?
Yeah.
Different lid to different base?
No. It's just
mine
blue.
Mine is.
What is it? What you got?
The
Let
base.
Me guess. Red. Bright red.
No. Suck shit.
Okay. This isn't a fun game anymore. What
okay.
was it? What is it?
We had a khaki bottom.
Oh, that's nice. Oh, that's nice. Oh, that's nice.
And then
nice.
We've got a lavender.
Oh, now we're talking. Now we're talking. That's a
and
nice
it's
one.
It's like a little pop up with a straw.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I reckon we should move on to the first segment.
What do you
ready
mean?
For this? I thought it was great chat. Let's move on to the next segment. When I brought up my phone case thing, I think, oh, God, we're in
yeah.
trouble now.
Let's hope this is not the first episode. People would not listen to the second.
Segment one, letter to your aunties.
Yes, please.
Dear aunties.
Hello.
My dad has a new girlfriend I really don't like. I don't know what to do to bond with her. Michelle, what do you think? Why do you look so upset?
Why do you need to bond with her?
You should bond with her.
Why?
You want to be your best friend and then
why do
get
you need
her
to bond?
Out of the family. You
why?
Need to be closer to your enemies, Bron Lewis.
No,
I'm always
why?
Telling you this.
This is what I'm thinking.
Why are you
why
clapping?
Because I'm upset. I do that sometimes.
When you're upset,
and
you clap. I've heard this about you. I have heard this about you.
Why do people think their parents owe them anything when they get to a certain point in their life?
You just want dad to be happy all of a sudden.
Just be like, okay, she's not my cup of tea, but I don't live with you anymore.
Yeah, that's true. Maybe she does. We don't know this about Michelle.
Well, Michelle, move out.
Yeah.
If you are old enough to write, you're old enough to live on your own.
Is that true? So
yeah,
you told your kids?
It's the law. I've looked it up before I came.
How old are your kids now that they can write? Not the 2-year-old, he's not writing.
No, he's not writing anything except letters of complaints.
To me.
No, to me, I'm pretty dreadful. No,
suggestion box is overflowing, let's just say. Maybe parent more.
I've got an 8, 9 and 2-year old. Again, that's how I worded it at the gig the other night that you were there.
I think it was
really funny. Yeah, 8, 9. The girls are 8 and 9.
Yeah.
And the boys 2. And the girls can write.
Yeah, okay. They're smart.
The oldest one can write really well.
Really? Yeah,
the second one.
It's fun.
Like, I don't know, but I do think that we've not put any effort there and it's showing. God bless her.
God bless her. Good luck to her. If you're listening, good luck to you. Please write in.
You work it out, except what makes me nervous is, you know how adults, I don't know what your handwriting is. No, it's fine. I can see it right now. It's fine.
Why are you saying it's just fine for? It's lovely. Well, it's cursive. It's always cursive.
Okay. But there's some people's handwriting when they're adults and it looks like they've written with their feet.
Oh, yeah.
Like they've not, you know, like I'm worried that I've neglected the second one so much with her writing.
Is your handwriting good?
Beautiful.
I can imagine. I bet you do little love hearts in the eyes.
Oh, how dare you?
I reckon you would.
I would never.
And you know that S where you do the three lines and then the three
lines
down.
There's always time to do that.
Always.
For everything.
I've got it in my name. Yeah. Sammy always used to write it on my pencil case.
Mine ends with it, Lewis.
That's fun. Yeah, that's fun. Bookend it. You and I bookend it.
Oh, that's fun. Flirting.
That's actually beautiful. Thank you. Well, so you think Michelle, wake up.
It's nothing to do. What do you need to bond with her for?
Yeah.
Just be polite. Mm. Be normal.
Yeah.
Be fine.
Be fine.
Be fine.
Be fine.
Michelle, if you could be fine for the first time in your life, it doesn't matter.
Like my tattoo says, it doesn't matter.
You don't have to hang out with her. You don't have to go out for dinner with her.
Okay.
You don't have to hang out with your dad all the time. And if you were insisting on hanging out with your dad all the time, don't say that.
You'll hang out with daddy.
Yuck. Do you call your dad daddy?
Of course I do. Daddy and mummy. I say mommy. Daddy and mommy.
That's so weird. But also, I'm not sure if you're lying. And so I don't.
Say dada.
I hate this. I hate it. I hate everything that's happening. Oh my gosh.
That's how I say it. That's how I say it.
But I think that if you feel like you have a say in your, unless you're like she's like a dreadful person to your dad.
Yeah.
Like she's just a massive mole.
Yeah, okay.
That's when it's like, okay, fine, you can say something. But if you're like, oh, she's not my cup of tea.
Yeah.
I don't think she's very funny. Yeah. I don't like her jeggings.
Yeah.
Like that's.
Dad has needs too. Dad wants to get his rocks off.
Oh, look, I can't.
Dad wants to get his rocks off.
Oh, my God.
Can I say this?
Yeah, I'd like to know what you think.
You can't
about
this. Be everyone's cup of tea, but you can be someone's shot of whiskey. That could be a tattoo. And that's nice.
Is that a saying?
Someone said that to me once. Yeah, I think that's really nice. Someone said it to me a lot.
So you can't be someone's cup of tea.
Can't be everybody's cup of tea.
But you can be someone's shot
of whiskey. No, you can be someone's shot of whiskey. Listen when I talk.
Okay, I see.
You can be someone's. Just listen again.
Okay, I'm a drunk auntie.
Well, just listen and stop talking over me. You can be someone's shot of whiskey. You can talk now.
Okay.
See how nice it is.
That's insinuating that a shot of whiskey is the most delicious beverage.
You can be someone's. So it's just listen when I talk.
Yeah.
You can be someone's. Not everyone's. Some people like whiskey. Some people like, I'm sorry for shouting and pointing at you so much. Some people like specialty whiskey. You can be someone. I don't want to fucking explain this.
That saying sucks.
You know what?
I don't know why I'm so upset.
Your parenting sucks. I'm actually so sorry for saying that. I blacked out and I don't remember what I said.
Oh my God. Okay. So your advice to Michelle. Have a shot of whiskey.
Listen when I talk. No, that's my advice to her. Listen when I talk. No, my advice would be to befriend her, get really, really close, and then cut her out.
What?
Yeah.
Okay.
Get like really close, like sidle up on the couch with her, always with her, never leave her, become a part of her life, an attachment to her. She'll love it. She'll be really excited. And then somehow you get rid of her.
Oh, so you.
You don't have to kill her. You do not have to kill her.
Like
I do not
recommend
that.
You
don't.
You had to clarify.
No. You don't. I've been in bad situations like this before. You don't have to kill her, but you have to get her out somehow. I would leave her somewhere.
What, like in a different country?
Yeah.
Do you want to go to Bali, Michelle? Or Michelle's
I want to buy some DVDs in plastic cases. Would you?
Yes.
Would you like to go to Bali together and then just leave her in wherever? I don't know. Where would you leave her in Bali?
The beach.
Probably the beach, the main one.
at an Asian restaurant.
Yeah, great. All right, so you're saying Michelle, whatever, you don't just need to be on. Her friend, and I'm saying befriend her and yeah, get rid of her.
People expect so much from their
that's
parents.
True. Yeah.
They're not forever yours.
I'm sorry for saying you're a bad mum. It's not true.
No, that's fine.
It's horrible.
But also, like if you're listening, I'm being like, but my mum is.
Yeah.
And my dad is mine forever.
Yeah.
They're not.
They're not.
They did their job.
Yeah.
Get on with it.
Dada has needs.
Oh, yuck.
Dear aunties, my neighbour's dog won't stop barking and I don't know how to make it stop. I've told them about it, but it barks at all hours of the night. What do I do?
At the Yetta. Nighttime.
The nighttime.
That's
always
hard.
Always barking.
Yetta.
I don't like it one bit. You know
her
what?
Name, Diggs, that's can I tell you this? It's can just tell, a different name.
Can I tell you this?
What?
Diggs doesn't bark.
He doesn't know. He never heard him bark.
No. The woman downstairs told me that she didn't know that I had a dog because he's so quiet.
And tiny.
I did actually call him a gorgeous girl quite a lot.
She
called him a gorgeous girl.
Oh, my God.
He is a gorgeous girl. She didn't say he. She said she's a gorgeous girl. I said, thank you so much.
That is really nice.
That's really lovely. It's a beautiful moment.
I made her say it. Misgendering's really out of fashion at the moment.
It is. But look, I was like, that's cool. If she thinks he's gorgeous or she's gorgeous, whatever. Because she is, look at her. She's gorgeous. She's sitting on the shitting on the floor right now.
Yeah, she's got her giant penis lying on the ground next to you. That's beautiful.
What would you do in a situation like this? Would you have a stern word with the neighbor?
Yeah.
Or do you take the dog?
What?
I'm gonna put my
drunk auntie hat okay. on.
Yep.
I'm gonna write a passive aggressive note.
It says, on a post-it?
Yes.
Yep.
And it's gonna say something like this. Dear neighbor. And even though I know their name.
Yep. Dear neighbor.
Dear neighbor.
Full stop or comma?
Full stop.
Okay.
With a love heart.
Oh, that's interesting. Didn't expect the love heart. Sure.
Because I'm angry. It's
love heart's
tough
always angry.
Love that.
Yeah,
that's what drunk aunties are known
okay.
for.
Okay. Yep.
I'm going to say, dear neighbor.
Yep. Sorry. Yep.
Have you heard of sleep? ? With love heart at the bottom.
?
Because I haven't.
This is good. This is
exclamation
good.
Exclamation point. Okay. Love heart at the bottom. I miss it.
Yep.
Full stop.
Uh-huh.
Love heart. I haven't had it in ages.
Is that all caps?
Yeah, ages is.
Great.
But the E's,
or just
like,
ages.
The E's are back to front. Three?
Because that's fun.
It is.
It's fun. Yeah, yeah.
I don't know when the aunties learnt this. Back to front three.
It's kind of cool.
It's cool.
Yeah.
And then they're going to, and then like it'll look like it's over there.
Yeah.
Because it's like almost confusing.
Yeah.
But
okay.
I need them to know.
Yep.
What I'm talking about.
Sure.
Your canine, not a dog. Your canine.
Mm.
And then instead of like writing N-I-N-E, the actual letter number nine, your K. Nine is ruining my life.
Any in caps there?
Nothing.
Nothing.
It's kind of like
all lowercase.
It's I'm like kind of like pleading.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay. Really changed
like
the tune.
I've softened a bit. Okay. Mums
since
do that.
Writing the,
yeah.
Yep.
No love heart. It's just like a weak comma.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And I'm gonna need you to get it put down. Exclamation point
wow.
three times.
Wow.
All love hearts underneath. Them.
Okay.
Yours sincerely, comma.
Number three.
Your drunk auntie.
Wow.
What do you think?
I love it.
What
I love
think?
It.
Do
I think it's
think
fun
good?
To demand to put the canine down.
Well, what else is there to do?
Yeah, what else
what
is
are
there
you gonna
to do?
Like write the dog a letter?
Yeah, you can't. Most dogs can't read. Diggs can. She's a gorgeous reader.
She's
a gorgeous reader. She loves her.
That's why I walked in. She was reading it.
But yeah, okay.
She had a corset on.
Beautiful corset. Love tying up that corset every morning. It's gorgeous. And a chastity belt.
Oh, gosh.
Oh, my goodness.
Very precious.
But yeah, okay. So you're saying lovely note.
Lovely note.
It's going to be fine.
Lots of different, but to show how unhinged I
yeah,
am.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Because I've had no sleep.
Well, yeah, to suggest that you put it down for no reason is pretty unhinged, I would say.
Yeah, but it's like you're suggesting it to them, and so if they do it,
yes,
they can blame you.
Yeah, that's clever. Because
they also might want to sleep as well. Because I'm
course.
Assuming they're not sleeping with a dog barking the
unless
whole
they're used
night.
To it, unless that's their white noise.
It's not.
It could be.
No one's used to that.
Okay.
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 What would you do?
I would just steal the dog.
Well, just keep it.
Yeah.
But it'll just be barking in your apartment.
No, I'd take it somewhere.
Where to?
I drop it off with Michelle's stepmom. Somewhere
yeah,
in Bali.
No one likes
it. Take it to Bali.
Take it to the beach.
Take it to the beach and forget about it.
Hang 10.
Hang 10, mumbo number 5. Am I right? That's right. If you want to send us a listener letter, please do. DearDrunkAunties@gmail.com or the SpeakPipe. Gee, we'd love to hear your gorgeous voice. We'll put the link in the goddamn show notes. Ron Lewis. Ron Lewis, are you ready for Live, Laugh, Love.
Yes, I am.
I want to make you laugh because I love making you laugh.
I'd love to laugh.
What do you call a man who cries while he pleasures himself?
Oh.
A tearjerker.
Yuck.
Okay. What do dentists call their x-rays? Toothpicks.
Oh, that's cute.
You can tell the kids
I
that.
I can tell the kids you that can tell the kids that I'll write that down. It's bonding over cereal tomorrow.
It's bonding over cereal, Dick. Done.
Done. Mum's done a job. Now get out.
Did you hear about the first restaurant to open on the moon? It had great food, but no atmosphere.
Yeah, again. Are these from kids? Are these from a kids' book?
I got some kids' ones instead of, always being the sex ones.
Because it's too many sex ones.
Too many sex ones, so I thought I'd mix it up a little bit and do fun ones.
Do you remember on Tuesday night when we did a gig together?
Yeah.
The MC did so much sex material and then brought me on.
Yeah. Yeah, I didn't like that.
And then he even said, and I love him so much, but he even said, that's a weird way to bring Bron on.
Yeah.
And then I had to come on and everyone looked at me and were like, what's she going to do?
Yeah,
she's
going to talk about sex.
I didn't.
You didn't talk about sex at all because you hate sex.
I don't like talking about it.
You don't like
it. I don't talk about it. I don't like hearing about it.
No.
Don't talk about it.
I talked a little bit about sex on Tuesday night. I'm sorry about that.
Yeah, well, I didn't listen. I have my head in a wine glass at that point.
I do have a great photo of you on your phone, which I told you I was sent during my set, but
it
wasn't. I took it of you because I love taking secret little pickies.
Toothpicks.
Toothpicks.
Yep.
What did one ocean say to the other ocean? Nothing. It just waved.
These are nice ones.
These are nice ones. Why do ducks have feathers?
Why?
To cover their butt quacks.
That's pretty
That's
cute.
Fun. So I'm thinking of buying the David Kosh book. He's got joke books. You know this? Koshy's joke books. Thinking about buying them.
Oh, they're dad jokes.
It's dad jokes.
Don't buy them.
What do tofu and a dildo have in common?
They're both fake meat substitutes.
Yeah.
Oh, I guessed that one.
You guessed that one because you're so clever.
Oh, my
You always write jokes like that.
Yeah.
I entered 10 puns in a contest to see which one would win. No pun intended. You like that?
Very good. Yeah.
That's fun.
Well done.
What does a house wear?
What?
Address. Because that's like a girl house one. That's a funny one.
Like your dog would wear that.
Well, my dog would wear that. What do you get if you cross an owl and a rooster? A cock that stays up all night. And we're having fun. I love to forcefully tell you that we're having fun.
You love that joke.
I love that joke. That's a fun one. That's a fun one. I feel like you laughed at like two of those. And I kind of feel good about that.
Yeah, but I think they were like, okay.
On average, the amount that you laugh at, I think, each week.
Yeah.
And it's good. That's a good success
rate.
There's
always different reasons for me laughing.
Because you're having such a good time.
They're always the same reason because I love them.
Hey, why don't you leave a goddamn 5-star rating or review and we will read it out. Why don't you watch us on YouTube.com? Ever heard of it?
No.
Where they upload the videos.
On the Facebook?
On the Facebook. So it's like Facebook, but video Facebook.
Okay.
YouTube.com.au if you want to find us. All this is in the show notes. We just liken to speak the show notes.
Yeah.
I'm quite eloquent. Just liken to speak the show notes.
You can say what you goddamn want.
Thank you so much, baby doll. Also, send us an email, deardrunkaunties@gmail.com. I'm not going to tell you again.
Don't.
Maybe next week I probably will.
No,
as well.
We will. In the next episode for sure.
Oh, that is for sure. Are you ready for the next segment?
Yes, please.
You know what it is?
What is it?
Okay. Now, this is the first time that we've ever recorded this at night.
I'm nervous.
And this segment, put your nightlight on because this is a spooky.
That's this a new, is spooky.
I didn't tell you we've got a new theme song.
Whoa. Is that what you spent all day writing?
Yep, it's been a big day for me. Have a nap for 3 months after this. Like a bell.
Sam, can you please put on the spooky music?
Hit it! Kick it!
Kick it!
Kick it! Lick it! Kick it!
A Okay, so the title for this spooky story, I read it on the internet. Mm. Okay, the title is called I Wasn't Drunk.
Oh, my God. This sounds like a sober auntie.
This sounds like someone I don't want to know.
I hate this so much. Okay.
While at uni, my friends and I ran out of booze.
This is spooky. This is spooky.
Scared?
I'm scared.
Hardly any shops were open because it was late.
It's like when you were coming over here tonight.
I know, yeah.
Tried to get some Prosecco. It's not even late.
I tried
late.
To. It's not even late. Yeah. What's great, they have like dinner breaks. The person who works at Liquorland, not even like a shitty little independent one, like the Woolworths.
Yes.
Like the fucking Coles one.
The corpse, the big corpse.
Yeah. They were like, I deserve a sushi roll. And they closed the shop and it said out the front, back in 20 minutes.
And you didn't have time for that.
I didn't.
Because also you don't know when they left.
Also thrilled I saved $25.
That's nice.
That's how much I would spend.
Yep.
Yep. Okay. Wait up.
God, I hope we, if Jans are listening and they want to sponsor us, wouldn't that be nice? Send us some.
Okay. Hardly any shops were open because it was late. So the only option was to walk the mile or so to the nearest 24-hour supermarket.
Oh, my God. Okay. Do you think they live in the country?
No, because nothing's open. No.
Okay. Yep. I'll stand corrected.
Yeah.
I misspoke. I'm sorry.
Sit down, please.
I'm standing up. I'm so sorry.
That was so strange. Between the supermarket and the dorms we lived in, it was just row after row of suburban houses.
Oh,
that's actually literally my nightmare.
Yeah, because it looks the same.
No, because it's the suburbs.
You don't like the suburbs.
I hate the suburbs.
You live in a beautiful part of the world.
And they all looked the same. Nightmare.
You don't like this. You don't like this. Yeah.
As we're walking down one road, we passed a field with a large campfire and some people riding horses around it.
Okay. Okay.
Okay.
How late was this? Can you tell me the time again?
No.
No.
Could be.
Could be daytime.
Middle of the day.
That's scary. That's scary to think about.
It's scary.
People riding and so on.
Why are they riding in horses?
Yeah, they shouldn't be doing that.
Why are they riding horses? Row after row of suburban houses and a field with a large campfire.
It's not right. It's not right.
Why would they ride around the campfire?
I bet they weren't even drunk.
Well, she wasn't.
She wasn't. Let's just say that.
There were people playing musical instruments.
Okay.
And general sounds of a good time.
Musical instruments.
That's
and
what they were playing.
General sounds of a good time. That's my favourite song.
That's what they were playing.
Yep.
Sorry, I'm getting so many texts. My daughter saying, when are you coming home? Oh. Please, I'm trying to read a scary story here.
Please, we don't have time for this.
General sounds of a good time. The horses and fire and the lanterns were dotted about.
Lanterns.
And it gave it a very old-fashioned feel.
It is it is very old-fashioned and scary.
Scary.
Scary. Most is scary.
Maybe 5 minutes after passing the field, now walking past houses again, one of my friends commented on how weird and out of place the gathering of people had been. My other friend and I had been thinking exactly the same thing. That's scary.
That is scary. How if you're thinking exactly the same thing, that
the
is
same
scary.
Time.
Telepathic.
If I saw heaps of horses and my friends were thinking, that's weird, and I was thinking, that's weird, I'd be like, what's weirder? The horses or the fact that we're thinking, that's weird, the horses are there?
I'd be thinking, this is pretty cool.
Would
this
you?
Is like, this is all, like my, all my dreams come
nah,
true.
See, that's why.
My nightmare, sorry. Because it's scary.
Scary.
Because it's very scary.
Okay. My other friend and I had been thinking the exact same thing. So curiously, we turned around and walked back to find out exactly what was going on.
Oh, no.
Yeah,
okay.
They're assertive.
They did their shopping first and then they came back?
No.
No.
There was nothing there.
What?
No, not just no people or horses. There was no field.
Are you kidding?
There was no fire, no lanterns, just more and more houses. Even though we were almost certain we were on the right road, we turned around and looked for the road thinking maybe we took a wrong turn.
Yeah.
We never found the field. We found nothing. I wasn't drunk.
Okay.
Though we did have some drinks.
It's all the good details.
However, I have absolutely no idea what happened that night. $50 says she was drunk.
$50, blacked out, drunk.
$50.
Drunk, you're done, drunk. That was scary.
Were you scared?
Yeah, I was real scared by that one. Also, it's nighttime out, so I'm scared of that.
That is scary.
That would be scary. Imagine if you walked out tonight and you saw horses out there and a fire and lanterns as well. Did I mention the lanterns?
And
they're
the
quite
sound
scary.
Of a good time.
Good times, the song playing.
Scary people
over
don't have a good time.
They never. They're always having a bad time. They're always.
That's why they
spooked.
Want to ruin your life.
Yeah. I don't like that one bit. I don't like that one
you
bit.
You didn't like this story?
No, I liked the story because it was so spooky, but I got scared of the story because it was so spooky.
Okay,
if
I'm
I
so
can
sorry.
Say that.
You can say that.
Yeah.
Do
I'm
you
sorry.
Like how I read it?
Yeah, because you always do it in a real scary
way. It was
a
scary
way.
Yeah,
yeah. You're good at reading stories if you didn't know that. You don't think it's not scary ones, but like.
No, but they don't know I can read.
Don't talk to them.
I don't want them to know my skills. They haven't asked me, so I just pretend I can't.
You ready for the next segment? Would you rather? Each week we ask each other, would you rather? Bron Lewis, would you rather only be able to eat through your nose? Or eat through your ear?
My nose.
Why your nose?
Because it's almost the same.
It is. It's very close.
It's close because, you know, like on a plane.
Yep.
If you were sitting next to someone and their hand kept going in between you and them.
Yes.
Because you don't look at anyone on a plane.
Never do. Unless you chat to people the whole time. There's always someone there that's
like
a little chit chat.
Just the worst people. So if you just put it up to your nose.
Yes.
They'd be like, oh, like. You know, that's close enough to their face for me to think anything different.
They give up and go close enough.
But if they're listening to their food, you'd be like, I need to get off the plane right now.
That is scary. Yeah, okay. Yeah,
I need to, what would you do?
I'd probably go through my nose as well.
Oh,
shove
my
it right
God.
Up there.
It's actually disgusting.
Not a care in the world.
You're disgusting.
Would you rather never have a doona cover again or have to sleep with a pig in your bed? That's a good question from me.
So there's a doona still?
Yes, with a pig in the bed.
No.
So you never have a doona again.
Oh, I never have a doona again.
Never have a doona again. So
like
you go
just like
the doona.
No blanket at all.
No blanket.
I can't replace it. No. Oh, I love a blanket.
Or you have a blanket, but you also have a little pig.
I think I'm
going
to have to choose
you.
The pig.
Yeah. You already do, am I right? I'm just laughing
God.
With you. I'm sorry. I didn't
it's
mean that.
It's actually so rude. So what would you do?
I'd start with a pig because I love pigs. I'm a big pig guy. Look at my dog. He's dancing for you.
Does he sleep in your bed?
Yeah, some nights.
Like directly next to you? Like he's
some
your
nights
wife?
He tries to spoon me. If it's cold out, yeah, sure. We cuddle up.
Okay.
But not all the time. Sometimes I need my space.
Does he know that Sometimes you refer to him as a pig?
Yeah, big
and
dog,
he still
big
sleeps
dog.
With you?
Yeah,
wow,
he thinks
that's
it's
so
awesome.
Rude.
He thinks it's cool.
Sam, would you rather hold hands with the meanest person you've ever met?
Oh, my God.
For 24 hours?
24 hours?
24 hours.
Non-stop.
Or never hold hands with anyone ever again.
Never hold hands with anyone again.
Who's the meanest person you've ever met? Whoa. I'm so sorry that you had to say that. So you would not hold hands with her for a whole, like just one, it's just one day of your life.
I wouldn't do it. I wouldn't hold her hand for a whole day. Is it uninterrupted? Just like.
No, you can't, you cannot let go.
Yeah. I'd never hold hands again.
But your hands are so soft.
Thank you.
You touched my hand the other
night. No one would ever know that about me again.
Wow. That's a really sad one then.
Yeah. But would I have to tell people or people just can't touch them?
No, you just be like, you just keep pulling away.
Off.
You can't tell them.
But you
can't explain it.
You would always try. I know that because you love touching my hands.
Well, there's just so soft. Like you've never done a hard day's work in your life.
That is true. Thank you so much for saying that.
So that's what you do. Okay. That's really interesting.
Would you rather spend a week in prison or have to host an open mic every month for 6 years?
A week in prison.
Oh, you'd say that.
A week in prison. What about you?
Yeah, I'd probably spend a week in prison as well.
Yeah, open mics.
That.
Apparently there's a room in Melbourne which is it goes for like 4 hours and
I know,
there's
I,
like
– I've done it.
There's like no audience.
Yeah, I've done it many times.
Oh.
It's awesome.
I'm so sorry.
I'd rather be in prison.
I'd rather be in prison. Up. Imagine doing that every week.
Every goddamn week.
You just
– Forever's. You'd, no, thanks.
No. Nah.
So no from me. I'll be locked up.
I'd
throw
rather,
away the key. I never want to come out again.
I'd rather hold hands with my enemy for a whole 24 hours.
That is fair to say.
That's fair.
That's fair. I get
That's
it.
That's fair.
You'll get it.
Yeah. Okay, so this moves us on to our next Segment Sammy. This is one, I feel like this one's really helpful. Yeah. Like we've got lots of useless stuff in here. Like I said, it's so silly. It's so fun. But sometimes there's a useful bit.
Yeah.
And this one, like, I mean, the advice.
Yeah.
Useful. Okay.
Always useful.
Always useful. But I do every single week a life hack.
And you're good at it.
I am.
You are
and
good
like
at
there's
it.
Been some really great ones.
Sure.
There've been ones that maybe you'll never use, but you'll think to yourself, maybe
gee,
I will.
That was great.
Yeah.
Okay.
That was a great for someone else, maybe. Maybe not for me. This one I think is for everyone.
Mm.
If cleaning is boring,
can
for
be.
You,
can
for
be.
You,
can be.
Okay. Put your phone on a selfie stick and then strap it to your head, like with a scarf.
Right. Yeah? Yep. Okay.
Like a scarf around the top of your head, underneath your chin.
Right.
So you can watch the telly on your phone whilst cleaning.
Or you could just have the telly on. Or a podcast. Well, I think that, yeah, that's good. I like that.
I watched a woman do this on the internet. She was pitching this as a hack and like trying to dust whilst not looking at the thing that she was dusting. And I thought, that's really clever.
You look cool. Is that what you thought?
She seems cool. She seems like she knows what she's doing.
She seems teletype. I love her. She seems pretty cool. Yeah. I think that's a great life hack.
Do you think that's a good
hack?
That's
a really good one. So easy as well.
Yeah.
Just tie a scarf around your head.
And you'd look fine.
Like
you if a friend came over, they wouldn't be worried.
They wouldn't be worried at all because you're too busy watching your show. You don't even know the friends there.
I don't even know they're watching you going, hey, I'm worried.
Did you clean? I don't remember.
But I did watch Housewives.
Please leave a 5-star rating, leave a review, and we'll read it out on the podcast. Share it with a goddamn friend. Tell one of your drunk aunties to listen along.
Oh, yes.
We've got a YouTube channel. Watch us. We're cute. Watch us.
Yeah.
We're cute. God, we're cute.
I reckon your drunk aunties would like this.
Absolutely.
They would.
They'll have fun with it.
Because sometimes podcasts are a little bit out of reach for your drunk aunties. But this one, absolutely approachable.
It's a bit mean sometimes. They love that.
I would never.
Sometimes, but they love that sort of shit. They love jokes as well. Jokes are always fun.
I love jokes.
And spooky wooky stories. All aunties love spooky wooky stories.
Oh, my God. The one I've got next week.
Oh, my God. I'm scared
already. Know it. I know it already.
I'm scared already.
You should be.
All links are in the show notes. Send us an email, deardrunkaunties@gmail.com. Leave us a goddamn speak pipe. Just click on the goddamn link.
If you know what's good for
you,
click on the link.
If you know what's good for you, Bron Lewis. I'll see you next week.
Thanks, Sammy.
Goodbye.
Bye.